have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and everything and anything else our hosts want to talk about. Nils Smith is the innovation pastor at Community Bible Church in San Antonio, Texas, loves the Spurs, and walking the streets of New York with his family. Jay Cranda is the online campus pastor at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California, loves the Lakers, anything golf, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMCPodcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm in the backseat of Jay Cranda's rental car, and we are driving in a monsoon in New Jersey right now.
What is this rain? I have no idea what's going on. My name is Jay Cranda. I'm at Saddleback Church, and I am here in New Jersey with you, Nils, because I'm meeting different people on the East Coast that are part of my community. And I'm interacting with them going online, offline. And we're, like, driving through the lot.
Through, like, floodwaters right now in New Jersey.
Oh, my goodness.
Because Kenny Jang led us.
You know, Kenny had us meet in New Jersey as we go through. And I'm so distracted by all this water. I'm not used to this from Southern California. So we are meeting with different people on our online community all down the north, east. And so I started in Boston, met with some people, then Connecticut, New York tonight. And then going down to Baltimore, D.C. And so trying to go online to offline, see what God's doing in the area. Just make a friendly face connection.
Yeah. It's so cool. I love that you have that vision to take your online campus to offline communities. So cool how you're making those connections. I love it.
Yeah, so the big thing is Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go is taking over cell phones everywhere.
I'm seeing random. I saw a couple days ago, I was sitting outside our church, like making a left-hand turn, and I saw somebody randomly, like, walking across, and I looked at the person, and I was like, I don't know who that person is, and then I realized they stopped, and they started to, like, flick their finger attacking something, and I was like, oh my, they are walking because of Pokemon Go. I've seen it everywhere. Have you?
So here's the question, Jay. Yeah. Are you tapping and flicking your finger and playing Pokemon Go?
So I have downloaded it, and I have played, I have one Pokemon in my index. I have not walked anywhere and got one.
Okay, so this is a good question. So I also have downloaded it. I think I've killed a couple of Pokemons. I don't know though if I'm Pokemon.
No. You don't kill. You capture.
Capture. Sorry.
I don't know. You have a murder fetish.
I get those little balls and I throw them at them.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And I guess I'm capturing.
I didn't know you thought you were murdering them every time.
I've been telling my girls, my like 4-year-olds, that we're killing Pokemon. So I guess I'm using the wrong terminology.
So for those who are like, okay, I'm tuning out to Pokemon Go. What you have to realize is the amount of people that have downloaded. I saw somewhere was like 30 million people.
30 million. Unbelievable.
And then like the daily active users is like way above Twitter. Yeah. It's crazy.
And it's addictive. I mean, you get on there and we went to go get ice cream the other day. And then I told my girls, do you want to go kill some Pokemons? And because that's what I thought we were doing. And we went and like, we looked to like see where these Pokemons that, you know, the first time to download it. Well, they're all at like Prospect Park, which is right close to our house.
So we also called hitting, Kill Park.
Yes, Death Valley to others. So we go, and we're like, we get one, and they're like, can we find more? And literally, like, it's like trailed us into the park, and it was addictive, and my girls had a blast. And, like, I totally saw why it was fun and why people are doing it, and it's bonding parents. But it's not just, like, I saw everyone running through the park playing this game.
Yeah.
And it's, like, old guys, too, and grandmas and teenagers. And, I mean, it's like this is a universal fad all over the place.
Yeah, so the thing that I've seen, and I want to hear what you've seen. I've seen a couple of great shout outs. Steve Fogg did a great blog post about how to leverage it at your church. Our church this weekend totally responded. We had a staff email that went out, was like, hey, this is why we're doing this, and they set up some stations for like refreshments and connections on this weekend.
Cool.
It was like they responded immediately because I guess on site we have like a gym and a couple other battling stations and something about setting a lure. I don't understand what's going on. I did play Pokemon like Blue and Red long time ago on my Game Boy, but I have not played it recently. So I'm a little outdated on everything. But what I saw with my church and other churches is I've seen a bunch of different people respond is that they were pretty much, hey, you got free foot traffic, people coming on your campus. Yeah. Why don't you settle away for them to, like, get a free drink, and then maybe you have an opportunity to have a conversation.
Yeah. I think it's genius. I think when you look at this many people are engaged on this platform, just pay attention to it. You know, whatever. That's a really interesting, unique opportunity. I wouldn't have thought of that. But I think the natural inclination is almost like Facebook was 10 years ago. It's like, well, that's just dumb. You know, why does everybody want to put their picture and see? Nobody cares what I'm eating for breakfast. Well, people are engaged there, so pay attention to it. Yeah. You know, don't just blow it off as dumb. As silly as it might sound that you're capturing Pokemons and, you know, going to the gym, this virtual, you know, augmented reality place, people are coming on your church campus.
Yeah,
give them some lemonade and build a relationship.
And just to be clear, this is, like, the most widespread version of augmented reality implemented. Like, for sure you see the possibilities of interfacing. This isn't VR. This would be augmented reality or mixed reality, which is so funny. We were just talking about it a couple weeks ago, like, the idea of how cool it is.
Yeah.
You know, I got to try out the HoloLens from Microsoft and how, like, that's so cool. And you see, like, you know, there's so many gaming communities and people that just totally woke up. Like, they were like, okay. And it's, like, it's such a powerful way. Now, I would say, like, practical ways churches can do things. One is signage. That's something we did. We just put up some signs. Hey, Pokemon Go, you know, people, you know, welcomed. Yeah. And it was just like we put the logo up, and it was the idea is just like simple signage printout.
Yeah.
And then have like a station where maybe, you know, guests here, you know, so forth. And then think strategically about conversations, maybe have some invite cards and so forth. But I think that's the idea. You know, at the end of the day, every small business, every medium business, you know, it's like if you own the Chick-fil-A down the street, what you're trying to do is you want to figure out, how can I increase traffic in front? So maybe they need to connect the road down the street so more flow traffic comes down because you get a percentage of that. And so with the church, you're leveraging free traffic with relationships.
Yep.
Now, it's not going to be easy to, you know, you're not going to be able to, like, prove the model of how do you convert, but maybe this is exposure of just telling the community that you care about a certain demographic.
Yeah. I think just even from one-to-one relationships, this is a huge opportunity just to build relationships with others. Okay, so if you're a pastor, look at three 30-minute blocks that you can dedicate in the next week to 10 days and play Pokemon, because I think to be able to think about how you're going to minister through it, you've got to understand it. And to be able to speak the language, instead of just saying, that sounds dumb, do it to understand if it's dumb. Don't just blow it off because it sounds dumb. So schedule three 30-minute blocks, and I have a feeling that you're not going to think it's so dumb after you've done it a little bit. I think you're going to see why it's fun for others. It might not be for you, but as people are engaging with it, how might you be able to just connect with them relationally or encourage your congregation to connect with people relationally through this trend?
Sweet. Well, you heard that. Apply it, download it, try it out. And generally, when you see a phenomenon like any of these, just don't be scared of it. Experiment. And at the end of the day, you're saying to your community, to a certain demographic, that you care about them, that you speak their language. And so figuring out how to leverage that and have conversations. And I would say when you notice somebody in your community that does use it, start asking them questions and just ask them, like, how do you do this? Or why should we pay attention here? And so ultimately, you know, you want to be on point with your church's vision and, you know, trying to do anything short of sin to figure out how to leverage and get more people in to come to know and come to live for him. So, anything else that we need to cover, Niels?
I think that's it. Good podcast.
Sweet. Thanks, guys, so much for listening. Go to socialmedia.church to learn more and use the hashtag SMC Podcast. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the hosts, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the hosts. Thanks again for listening.